Red alert for all British and Commonwealth operatives. August 21, 2021. By Justice Anna Von Wrights, Big Lake, Alaska. When the Queen leaves the throne and her Christian duty to assume the chairmanship of the Chair of the Estates instead, and thereby leaves the land of the United Kingdom vacated, her loyal Lord High Steward is in command during her absence. We have demonstrated that this is exactly the situation in Britain. The Queen abdicated her coronation oath within 3 days of taking it, and left the throne and the land jurisdiction of Great Britain vacated. This is not an idle supposition. It has been proven conclusively in court. So, when recently asked who is in charge during the Queen's absence, we did a bit of research and have concluded that Lord Shrewsbury is the hereditary Lord High Steward, even though he now lives in Australia. In this situation, a man living in Australia is now in charge of the British homelands and is responsible for the government's operations on the land jurisdiction worldwide. Here is what he has to say as of 9 August 2021. Twitter link judicial orders, https://mobile.twitter.com/IvanPardio. COVID-19. Any person/political party/organization who are guided/support the United Nations liberal rules-based international global order are guilty of treason because it is a foreign power. All rules, testing, tracing, vaccines etc. are void. By order of the Lord High Steward. Thank you for your attention in this matter. Ivan Talbot, hereditary Lord High Steward of the United Kingdom and Commonwealth. So, all those members of Parliament who have gone along with this mandate madness are placed on notice that they are in a condition of insubordination and rebellion against the monarchy and against the Constitution and must cease and desist, and this is direct from the one man who is left in charge of the realm and the Commonwealth in the Queen's absence from the throne. Indeed, please take note. This brief order of the Lord High Steward is lawfully and legally the law of Great Britain and the Commonwealth at this moment. Any British subject who continues to support the imposition of United Nations agendas is committing treason. This order also addresses organizations as well as individuals. These organizations include Serco, the Peerbright Institute, BBC, and others that have participated in and expedited the current medical mayhem. See this article and over 3,200 others on Anna Von Wrights' website. Support Anna's work using PayPal donation. Remedy. Find out how to stop the plunder, robbery, and piracy. If you really are serious about knowing how to restore the Republic and your freedom, you need to put some effort into knowing how our freedoms are being robbed from us by fraud, lack of full disclosure, deception, threat, duress, coercion, and intimidation every day of our lives and have been for over 100 years by the criminals who have hijacked our government, wealth, and heritage for their own gain and evil intentions. Are you really required to file a 1040 income tax form with the IRS? Are you really required to obey draconian codes and statutes issued by the so-called federal government? At Anna Von Wrights' website you will learn precisely how Americans have been press-ganged into the foreign international jurisdiction of the sea and have as a result been attached, attacked, and deprived of their rights and property under conditions of fraud, semantic deceit, and non-disclosure. At the American States Assembly you will learn the lawful remedies for these problems and crimes committed against Americans. Remember, there is no statute of limitations against the crime of fraud, and that fraud destroys any contract that it touches.